A 65-year-old deer hunter was injured and needed a medevac after he was attacked by a sow bear on an island near Kodiak yesterday afternoon. Sitka resident Michael Snowden suffered injuries to his legs. His hunting partner Jeff Ostrin, age 38 of Camas, Washington, was not injured. According to Kodiak fish and game biologist Nate Savoda, a sow bear with two older cubs was involved in the attack.
They were carrying the deer out, dragging the deer out down to the beach to be picked up. And they stopped to take a quick break for lunch. And at that point, they heard a bear, or what they believed was a bear, rustling in the brush. They reached over, grabbed their rifles, and moments later, a bear charged through the brush and jumped on the survivor and, you know, continued to thrash around with him. The witness obviously startled, backed up a few feet, took aim at the bear, and waited till he had a clear shot.
At that point, one of the cubs came out of the brush and was also shot by Ostrin. The second young bear is expected to survive the killing of its mother. Larry Van Dale, the regional fish and game supervisor and noted bear expert, said the bears smelled the dead deer from afar and came looking for a meal.
The bears winded the deer several hundred yards away. The skipper of the boat actually watched that from a distance. And, you know, like I say, these guys are in a real brushy area. They're dragging a deer that has been gutted right behind them. And when the bears winded the deer, they started coming toward that direction, continuing to follow the scent.
The initial report said the attack was by five bears, which Van Dale says is highly unusual for the normally solitary animals.
Yeah, that would pretty much have to be a sow with four cubs, big cubs, which we've seen only, I think, once or twice in my career to keep that many cubs that long.
Van Dale called Ostrin a hero because he killed the bear, tended to his hunting partner's wounds, and got help.